not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
I know.
No, no, you don't. It's not your fault.
Oh, Mike 4 is on.
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
I know.
No, no, you don't. It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
All right.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Don't fight.
Hello, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM, Nedford Tufts, Freeform Radio. You're listening to Foxtrot. Sorry about the technical difficulties there in the beginning. For some reason, the music didn't want to play. Very kind of, I guess, American Pie core with the you could say the music died, as well, but we revived it. It's good. We figured it out. Appreciate the intro from Button Pushers. They've been a fun show to follow up. Which, the reason I'm saying that, they were a fun show, is because this is my last slot of the semester here, which is very sad. Hopefully I'll get a fun time next semester, but I enjoyed this one. I think, you know, the late night... Oh, there's... I see snow. That's cool. The late night shows, early mornings, you know, that's where dreams are made. That's what they say. That's what they say out west, where I'm not from. Okay. We just listened to Obligatory Folk Punk Song by Panucci's Pizza. I think the Good Will Hunting sampling is really funny. Well, okay, I don't know if it's funny. I think it's actually pretty effective. But it's just so, like I feel like every Midwest emo song has, like, a movie dialogue scene in the beginning. Like, there's this one Midwest emo mix on YouTube where it's just, like, all of them are just from Juno, the movie with Michael Cera, which is just so unbelievably funny. No, but it's a good song. I never heard that one before. And, you know, I feel like whenever I'm in finals mood, I get into a folk punk kind of vibe. Okay, we got some fun music. We had a fun end of the semester show. It's gonna be a movie. I think you're all gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna enjoy it. And let's just kick it off right now. All right. Again, this is Foxtrot, and here is more music.
Make love to me. I stop to hear you say that you love me? Ooh, oh, 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 darling, I would love to
Okay, we just listened to, what did we just listen to? We just listened to Don't Know What I'm Gonna Do by Harumi. And just before that, we listened to The Fall by Rye. I'm gonna be real with all of you guys. I feel like usually I'll have a little fun little tidbit to say about whatever artist, but I know absolutely nothing about these people. I found them on my Discover Weekly last week and just kind of spur of the moment liked their songs and hoped for the best. Truthfully, I put together this playlist half an hour ago because I've been in finals grind set. So some of these songs, I'm just as sure as you are, unsure as you guys are. But I really enjoyed both of those. I think that Harumi song, Don't Know What I'm Gonna Do, I feel like I could sit there with a nice scotch, I don't know, and just, I don't know. I have that vision where I'm just sitting there, grand. Something's happening in the window. I feel like you guys are seeing my vision. I can feel it across the airwaves that you're getting this vision I'm bringing up. But it's like classy, but like in a fun way. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing tonight. And then the song before, The Fall by Rye, just kind of, it's one of those songs, it's just a good vibe. Like, I don't really have anything else to say about it. It's just, you sit there and you're like, I feel cool listening to this. I think that's kind of what that song reminds me of. So yeah, I guess I'll check this out more than just a quick little like my Discover Weekly. Okay, we got more songs that I actually know coming up next. I'm excited about that. And yeah, this is Foxtrot. Keep listening, we got more music, and that more music is right now. Thank you. Okay, we just listened to Stay This Way. Whoa. Oh, that was dumb. I'm really out of it today. We just listened to Stay This Way by the Brand New Heavies. And just before that, we listened to All My Friends by LCD Sound System. That LCD Sound System song is so good. Oh my God. You guys can't see because, you know, it's an audio medium, auditory medium, as it were. But I was jamming to the end of that song. And I feel like when I become 30, I'll like this song even more. Because the lyrics, I'm like, oh, this doesn't apply to me right now. I'm a young guy. He's not talking about me. So, no, I'm excited for that song to have an even more just devastating impact on me, I think, as I'm an adult. Or more of an adult, I guess you could say. No, but it's just fantastic. I think another one of my favorite parts of the song is that it's the same piano note every time. Like, I can't imagine just... How long is that song? 7 minutes and 40 seconds of just playing the same key at the same rhythm over and over again. I think it's really funny. I think a lot of things are funny today, as you can tell. No, great song. Stay This Way by the Brand New Heavies. The first time I heard that song was at the Weirdo Market in Greenville, South Carolina this summer with my girlfriend. If you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina during the summer months, go check out the Weirdo Market. I couldn't tell you the address, but it's every other Saturday, and it's a market with weirdo stuff. It's good. No, but they played this song. They had a DJ there for some reason at the Weirdo Market, and he played this song, and shamefully, I Shazammed it because it rocked. And I will say, like, if you're looking for the definition of a groove, now this song is a groove. Like, you can't, like, if you say you did not groove to that song, you're lying to me. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to your country. Stay This Way by the Brand New Heavies is the groovy song ever. I've, like, this summer, too. It was very much a summer song for me. I don't know why I'm playing it now in this cold month of December. But I remember I would listen to it before I'd walk into my little busing job. And it was kind of funked me up, I guess you could say. No, but it's a good song. The saxophone just kind of killed it. You know, so... It's the holiday season, you know. Hanukkah's coming up very soon. So is Christmas. So is New Year's, you know. The season of holidays, I think a lot of people like to call it. But you know what? You know what they also call it? They call it the season of PSAs. And, you know, I, for one, will always follow through with themed seasons. I think it's, albeit rude for me not to. So, with that said, I think I'll add... My contribution to season of PSAs. PSA. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes. Less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iCanFixIt.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first check down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that'll do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it, to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. This has been a public service message from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. You heard it here first. Fix. MacGyver your stuff. Fix it. Bob the Builder it. Fix it, Felix it. I'm saying words now. Okay, we got more music to play. I'm excited to play more music. You're listening to Foxtrot, and let's listen to some more tunes.
Someone's telling the truth to me. I'm cut and I'm weeping like a rubber tree. But I don't care who's left behind. Lost revelations that I'll never find. In the long haul, and what's extinct might come alive. A purple smoke in some internal shrine. With a long sigh, let the hissing in. Stones deformed by gentle kissing wind. All the closed eyes start to glisten.
Hold me up to me.
Society. We just listened to Speaking Terms by Snail Mail. Just before that, we listened to Please Don't Ruin This For Me, parentheses, Audio Tree live version, by Tennis. And just before that, we listened to Someone's Missing by MGMT. That MGMT song is definitely kind of like, I wouldn't call it like a real interlude track, but it kind of is, but I don't know. I just really am a big fan of that ending, where it's just Someone's Missing over and over again. I think the vibe is so good. It's one of those songs where I don't know why I like it so much, but I just kind of do. The more I listen to Congratulations, that whole album by MGMT, I think, the more it's just, I think, solidly their best album by far. Siberian Breaks is a masterpiece. The closer is so good. Brian Eno's really fun. Someone's Missing. This song that we listen to rocks. So, yeah. Shout out to MGMT, I guess, for making Congratulations in, what, 2010? I don't know. Please Don't Ruin This For Me, Auto True Live Version by Tennis. I haven't actually listened to the original version. I only know the live version. But the live version is good, so that's why I played it. I don't know a lot about Tennis either. I know that they got a lot of their music kind of sounds the same, I think, a little bit. It's kind of that 70s swoony pop. I do know that their first single ever released, though, was called South Carolina, which is where I'm from. So I guess I get a point for that. No, but that song is just good. It reminds me, like, I can't explain the feeling. It's almost like I'm in a car. Okay, I really could not tell you. It's like I'm just moving forward. It almost feels like I'm galloping. I don't know what that means. But, it just has a very forward motion to it that it kind of sweeps you off your feet a little bit, I guess. And, I don't know. It's a good one. Speaking Terms by Snail Mail. It's crazy. I love that guitar for the beginning. It's like, like, genius. She was 17 when she wrote that album. I find that absurd. When I was 17, I was just some guy. I'm still just some guy. And she made one of like the best, what is that, indie rock, indie pop albums of 2018. I think that's kind of an agreed upon opinion. Air conditioning, I think. Okay. We got more music. Hopefully we can get through it all. I think we can. But yeah, thank you all for listening. This is again Foxtrot, and let's get to more music going. Yeah.
Another world, I would be another world for you. I carve a notch into the squirming post. It smells like a smithy. Hurry now and drink the bowl before it congeals.
There comes
with tansy rods, their faces cover, push doors into the windows, damp the coals, and bar the door with hornbeam lips.
Blinding colors lead along the mirrored towers, stretching as far as the eye can see. I am walking, I see beads by a comma coming from the board. Beans are snapping off stems and a foul smelling room. Paralyzed, I watch my child's breath glide like a jellyfish across the
Sorry, gonna be quick, because I got a lot of things to say, and not a lot of time to say it. We just listened to Ogre by Richard Dawson. Just before that, we listened to Always Together With You by Spiritualized. The band's been around for a while. I really know the song where they sing Can't Help Falling In Love With You over, like, the airplane intercom. I don't know. That's a fun song, though. I feel like it's very joyful. I'm jumping with glee every time I hear it. That was Always Together With You by Spiritualized. And then Ogre by Richard Dawson. I don't care if you think that song was weird. The ending is so good. The last 3 minutes go so hard. I will stand by that song. A lot of people in my life hate that song. They're wrong. It's good. Ogre by Richard Dawson. He also released a new album. I've listened to it. The first song is 41 minutes. Hence why I haven't listened to it. No. But just decidedly really good song. Okay. Yeah, I got one more song for you guys. But just want to say thank you. You know, I think this is my last show at this slot. This has been Foxtrot. If you tuned in once, you know, appreciate it. If you tune in now for the first time, I appreciate you being here. You know, if you're a WMFO super fan and you heard me for the first time, you're like, whoa, now this is a good show. That guy plays some tunes. You can see my show's called Foxtrot. So if you ever want to hear my voice again, look at the WMFO schedule for next semester. And then surely I'll be there somewhere. Surely. It probably won't be this time again. It could be. Who knows? I'm not opposed to it. Yeah, again, thank you all for listening. This is Noah, and you're listening to 99.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Fat Chance by Twin Peaks, not only to close this show out, but for me, to close this semester out. I'll see some of you guys next semester. I don't know. And, whoa, got quiet in here. Have a lovely holiday. All right. Goodbye.
1, 2, 3, 4. I've been feeling weary. 70 degrees in February. Mama's raking leaves, and I'm about to leave. I'm 90 barreling down, Pacific Northwest bound. Through this cage of screens, watch the turning of the leaves. Oh, I'm free. Oh, I'm free. Oh, rest easy while I'm home. While I'm home. But I ain't often home. Keep company, but feel alone. All the sights to see, you know where I can be. I'm a lonesome boy.